give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, happy December 23rd. It's Friday. It's only 2 days away till Christmas Day, and maybe we're going to have that white Christmas after all. Boy, the cold weather has come, and it's frigid out there, but it's okay. It's Christmas. It's allowed to be cold, and we'll get the fireplace going and keep ourselves warm, and looking forward to Christmas Eve tomorrow, and then Christmas Day on Sunday. That's the Lord's Day, and we'll meet at 10:30 a.m. for our service together, and then also at 5 o'clock p.m. for our service together on Christmas Day. And so we invite you out to join us. We will have the same schedule on January 1, 10:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. And we look forward to a great time together for those services. Now, we've been talking all week about the Christmas story. We have talked so far about truths that were taught us in the manger. We talked about the shepherds. We talked about a wise men and wise man. We talked about five principles we learned from the birth of Christ. We talked about we're dreaming of a right Christmas. We talked about the presentation of Jesus yesterday in the temple with Simeon, who had made the promise he wouldn't die till he saw the Christ child. And now I just want to share some thoughts with you. Here is where Christmas Eve Eve, and I want to share just some Christmas thoughts with you regarding what's called the incarnation. Carne is flesh, the becoming of flesh of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in John 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory as of the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so God became man. Emmanuel, God with us. And so let me give you some food for thought on this Christmas Eve Eve, and to help you with your Christmas, okay? Could you think a little bit about how big God is? How big God is? How would God get a young couple who newly married and get them to travel 80 to 90 miles away from their home back to Bethlehem so the Christ child could be born in Bethlehem? I mean, in Micah chapter 5, it had been prophesied 700 years before the Messiah will be born in Bethlehem. But Mary and Joseph don't live in Bethlehem. They live in Nazareth. How am I going to get them to Bethlehem? Well, God put it in the heart of an unsaved king, Caesar Augustus. And that everybody should be taxed, and so return to your hometown. And that meant Joseph would have to go to Bethlehem. You know what that is? That's a big God. That's a big God. There's 8 billion people in this world. Do you ever feel a tad bit insignificant when you look at all the world leaders and political leaders and Wall Street bankers and celebrities and the athletes, the movers and shakers of the world? They all think they're doing what they want. What they don't understand is they're doing what God has planned. They get ideas in their mind, our thoughts in their heart. And they think they're doing what they think, and really they don't know it's God who put those thoughts there. I mean, Joseph and Mary probably thought, why did he come up with this idea? Why now? I'm 9 months, man. I'm ready to give birth. Well, we got to go, Mary. We've all been in those situations. Haven't you ever wondered, man, why did this happen now? Or Lord, why now? Well, because God has a plan, that's why. God has a purpose, that's why. Oh, you and I have plans for sure. But is God's plan always, are you always willing to yield your plan for God's plan? God has a plan. You may have it all planned out of how your Christmas is going to go. But it may not be God's plan. And so you need to be willing to submit your plan to God's plan. Oh, it may not go according to my plan, but it will go according to God's plan. And I have to be reminded, God has a plan also. He's a big God. Wow, he's a big God. and so I keep my focus on his plan. But secondly, I want to keep my focus on being a servant. Being a servant in these days that come ahead. You know, over in the book of Philippians chapter 2, Paul writes about the Jesus coming to earth, and he says this, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Notice the form of a servant. It was God who saw to it that Mary and Joseph would get to Bethlehem. It was God who saw to it there'd be no room in the inn. It was God who saw to it that he'd be born to a poor couple. God saw to it that Jesus wouldn't be born into wealth. God saw to it that Jesus would not be born into royalty. It's not about what God could have done, but it's about what God did do. And God had him born in a manger, in a among the animals. The Bible says, though he is rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich. It was for our sake there was no room in the inn. It was for our sake that he became poor. It was for our sake that he was born in the manger. Listen, it was for our sake he was misunderstood. It was for our sake he was questioned. It was for our sake they lied about him. It was for our sake he was falsely accused. It was for our sake he was beaten. It was for our sake he was spit upon. It was for our sake he was nailed to the cross. It was for our sake he was crucified. And Jesus said, a servant is not greater than his Lord. He said, if they persecuted me, they'll persecute you. But do we serve like he served? Do we help others like he helped others? Do we deny ourselves like he denied himself? Do we take up our cross as he took up his cross? Are we willing to be evil spoken of as he was evil spoken of? Are we willing to be deserted by those closest to us as he was deserted by those closest to him? Are we willing to take up that towel and bow down and wash the feet of somebody else, to serve one another? Lord, help me live from day to day in such a self-forgetful way that even when I kneel to pray, my prayer shall be for others. Others, Lord, yes, others. Let this my motto be, that I may live for others, that I may live like thee. Jesus was a servant. He said, I didn't come to be served. I didn't come to be ministered unto. I came to minister. Hey, in these next couple days as we look at Christmas, are you looking to be served? Are you looking to serve? Are you looking to receive? Are you looking to give? Why don't you serve? Why don't you be a servant? Be a servant. You'll never know whether you're truly being a servant until someone treats you like one. And how do you react to that? So I keep my eyes on a big God. I keep my eyes on being a servant. And I keep my eyes on a beloved Savior. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. He's the Savior. It always comes back to that. One truth that overrides all the other truths. I appreciate that he is omniscient. I appreciate he's holy. I appreciate his righteousness. I appreciate his judgment. I appreciate his mercy. But listen, what if he was all that, but he wasn't a Savior? Oh, I rejoice because we needed to be saved. And so God sent us a Savior. Now that he's my Savior, now that he's I know he died for me and he punished for my place and I trusted him as my Savior. I called upon the name of the Lord and asked him to save me. Now I'm sure thankful that he's omniscient. And I'm thankful that he's omnipotent. And I'm thankful that he's holy. I'm thankful that he's righteous. I'm thankful for his judgment. I'm thankful for his truth. This is tidings of great joy. Notice, which shall be to all people, not just to the elect, to all people. So we can take the tidings to everyone. You can't give the gospel to a wrong person. All people. God's not willing any should perish, but all should come to repentance. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He's a beloved Savior. What can you give God We talk about it being Christmas and celebrating the birth of Jesus. We all celebrate birthdays. But what do you give to someone on his birthday? We jokingly sometimes, we know as we some of us get older, sometimes people say, what do you give to the guy who has everything? Or it seems that way. First of all, what do you give to God? Well, number one, can I say, let's give him thanks. Let's give him thanks for him. Let's give him thanks for his son. Give him thanks for the Savior. Give him thanks for sins forgiven. Give him thanks for your family, for your parents, for your brothers, for your sisters, for your grandparents. Give him thanks for the Bible and for church and for the Sunday school teacher and your junior church worker and for the Holy Spirit of God. Give him thanks. Secondly, we can give him time. Spend time with God. Spend time with God. Spend time in his word. Spend time in prayer. Spend time telling others about Jesus. Spend time in thanks. Give thanks. Spend time with God alone, walking with him, knowing him, learning from him. And then spend time in service, serving others in need. Love others as yourself. Love others. Let God love others through you. Speak to them about Christ. Have a clean heart. Remove bitterness. Remove a desire for vengeance. Remove the unforgiveness. Fill that heart with kindness and joy and faith and love. And ask God to take away the anger and the regret. Let the joy of the Lord be in your heart. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Focus this Christmas. In these days that we have, and maybe you'll have time to reflect a little bit in the quiet hours of a Christmas Eve, on what a big God we serve, on what a servant Jesus was and we ought to be, and what a Savior that you and I have, that he gives us the gift of eternal life. And then let's give God thanks, let's give him time, and let's give him service. You know, the greatest thing we can give somebody in these days is our time, and give him your service. And Jesus, listen, this will be the best Christmas you've ever had. Well, I pray that'll come to pass, and that that's been a help to you and kind of get your thoughts in the right direction. We have to do it on purpose. This world will try to pull us get us thinking about everything about Christmas except Christ. Everything about Christmas except God and his word. And I refuse to do it. I'm going to keep my focus where it needs to be, and I hope you will too. Well, from all of us here at Words to Encourage Radio, I want to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas and a Christ-centered Christmas. And again, we appreciate those of you who pray for us, appreciate you listening to the broadcasts, and I appreciate the opportunity to bring the Word of God to you 5 days a week, and it's a real honor and privilege to minister with you. If we can help you in any way or pray for you, please contact us and let us know. We'd be honored to do so. And we look forward to being back with you again on Monday, December the 26th. And I'm going to talk a little bit Monday, by the way, appropriately so. Christmas Day is over. Well, now what? Come back Monday, William. We'll check it out. Merry Christmas, everyone. And until Monday, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.